Allá por 1970, la historia de una canción. Un cantante de country llamado Jorge Jones cantó una bella canción que hablaba de las rosas. Bueno, era un buen año para las rosas. Una historia de amor un tanto complicada. Y perspicaz como siempre, Elvis Costello encontró la canción y la cantó unos cuantos años después. Con permiso.
I can hardly bear the sight of lipstick on the cigarettes there in the ashtray. Lying cold the way you left them, but at least your lips caressed them while you packed. Or the lip print on a half-filled cup of coffee that you poured and didn't drink. But at least you thought you wanted it. That's so much more than I can say for me. What a good year for the roses. Many blooms still linger there. But long could stand another mowing. Funny, I don't even care. As you turn to walk, as the door behind you closes, the only thing I have to say, it's been a good year for the roses. After 3-4 years of marriage, it's the first time that you haven't made the bed. I guess the reason we're not talking, there's so little left to say, you haven't said. While a million thoughts go racing through my mind, I find I haven't said a word. From the bedroom, the familiar sound, our one baby's crying goes unheard. But what a good year for the roses. Many blooms still linger there. Long could stand another moment. Funny, I don't even care. As it turned to walk,
buen año para las rosas. Aún quedan muchas flores por abrirse. Al césped no le vendría mal otra pasada. Y es curioso, ni siquiera me importa. Mientras te das la vuelta para irte, mientras la puerta se cierra tras de ti, lo único que tengo que decir es que ha sido un buen año para las rosas. Ahora noticias.
Herrera en COPE.
Estar informado.